The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. Wow. The Friday before Christmas. Hard to believe, and let me repeat something that I've said so many times in the last few weeks. This Christmas is going to be difficult. It's going to be different. For many, it is going to be the most difficult Christmas you have ever spent. It's going to be unique. It's going to be unusual. It will not be normal for many. It will be unusual, abnormal, out of the ordinary for most people this Christmas. And may I continue to encourage you, take what God gives you. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It may not be what you want. It may not be what your family wants. You may have lost a loved one, and this will be your first Christmas without them, and I understand. And it's hard. It's difficult. Christmas is supposed to be a time for families and happiness and joy and making new memories. And for many people, it just won't be that way this year. There will be an empty seat at the table. Maybe there will be many seats at the table because the family is not able to get together this year. So we live lives of thanksgiving, and we live lives of thanks living. And take what God gives you. Through this whole COVID thing, I have tried my best to be a voice of reason, of calm, and of balance. And I have said repeatedly, this should be taken seriously. This is bad stuff. Joy and I have had some very dear friends die with COVID-19. We're not sure whether they died of COVID-19 or with it, and there's a world of difference between the two. And when we hear the thousands and thousands of people who have died, please remember this. And it has been weeks and weeks and weeks since I have heard anyone in the news media mention this, but it is true. 80% or more of the people listed, when you see the daily death report on the 10 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news, you know, 21 today or 200 today or 300 today or whatever the number is. And then you see that big number, 500,000 people have died. Please remember, over 80% of those people had other comorbidities. They had other physical problems, and the COVID-19 complicated it, or the other problems complicated the COVID-19. And that's, does that make it any easier for the people who have lost a loved one? No, and I'm not implying that. Just, again, trying to be factual and objective. And again, there are cases of younger people dying, but it is extremely rare. It is still primarily, overwhelmingly, people 70, 75, 80 years old and older. Again, doesn't make it any less tragic, but we just We just need to keep it in perspective so we don't live lives of fear and panic and hysteria. And then there's this headline, Pennsylvania coronavirus cases rise despite months-long statewide mask mandates. All right, not a scientist, not a doctor. I am not an authority on this. Please, please understand this. But I have read both sides on this whole mask issue. All right? I've read both sides. There is convincing science that masks really help. There is pretty convincing evidence that they don't do a whole lot. So we have dueling research, dueling scientists. Do they work? Do they not work? All right. What's important to me are results. Southern California, I have a story here in my stack. Several places in Southern California have dropped to 0% ICU capacity. In other words, that means all ICU beds in these communities in Southern California, every single bed is filled. They have 0% left. Now, that doesn't mean if someone gets COVID-19, they can't get them into an ICU because there are emergency arrangements where they, well, but anyway, statistically, there are several places in Southern California, 0% ICU capacity, as COVID-19 cases surge dramatically in Southern California. What do we know about Southern California? Some of the most rigid mask mandates in America, and they're enforcing it. The news has been filled with restaurant owners being fined because this restaurant, that restaurant didn't enforce it. Churches have been shut down. Churches have been fined. Some of the most rigid, restrictive mandates concerning mask wearing, Southern California. And yet, the surge is greater there than most other places. And then there's Pennsylvania, our neighbor to the east. Pennsylvania, Democratic governor, has been very rigid in their mask mandates. And yet, a dramatic rise in the number of coronavirus cases in Pennsylvania. So here is my non-professional, non-scientific conclusion. But I think it's borne out in practical common sense. I don't see any correlation between the enforcement of masks and a decline in cases. Here in Ohio, all right, back in the summertime, we were cruising along at, 800 new cases a day, maybe 1,000. If we had 1,200, it was like, oh, my goodness, we're all going to die. We had 1,200 new cases of coronavirus. I don't believe anyone would dispute the fact that more people in Ohio are wearing masks than they were 5 months ago. Is everybody wearing them? No. Are they wearing them properly? Not everybody. But I think it is absolutely provable statistically there are more people, there is a higher percentage of Ohioans wearing masks today than in the last several months. And yet we have seen in the last few weeks this incredible surge. Well, Bob, it would have been worse if we hadn't been wearing the mask. That may be true. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But bottom line, be careful. Yes. Do I wear a mask? Everywhere I am in public, when I walk down the hall here at the radio station, I wear a mask. But I'm not really sure it does any good. So we're cautious, we're careful, but we don't live in fear.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I was going to just move on from the COVID-19 thing and go on to something else, and I will get to the something else because I think it's very important. But speaking of COVID-19, one of my listeners brought to my attention something I did not know. It's a piece from the American Thinker today, and you remember all the controversy about hydro... I had practiced how to pronounce that so often. Let me pull it up so I can look at the spelling. Hydroxychloroquine or quine. Hydroxychloroquine. All right. All of the controversy. There is a great deal of evidence that it was very effective with COVID-19. And it's really weird because about the only country in the world that has not been devastated by COVID-19, or not the only country, the continent, is Africa. COVID-19 has had very little impact in Africa. Now, most of you know that. Now, we don't know exactly why, but hydroxychloroquine is commonly used to treat malaria. It is a very, very common drug used all over Africa to treat malaria. Isn't it interesting that COVID-19 has not impacted Africa, most African countries, hardly at all, a little bit. Anyway, it was all the controversy because Donald Trump suggested that it could work. In fact, he said he took it himself. And remember, the liberal left, the medical community, even the American Medical Association flipped out. The American Medical Association, several months ago, sent out a notice to the doctors that are a part of the American Medical Association. Don't you dare use hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. Don't you dare. Even though it has been a drug that's been used here in America, not for COVID-19, but for other diseases for years. It's been around for like 60 years. Well, guess what? Just recently, the American Medical Association released this statement. I didn't know about it, didn't hear about it until an hour ago. Here's the statement released by the American Medical Association. Resolved that our American Medical Association rescind its statement calling for physicians to stop prescribing hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine until sufficient evidence becomes available to conclusively illustrate that the harm associated with use outweighs benefit. Rescind that. Pull it back. An updated statement clarifying our support for a physician's ability to prescribe an FDA-approved medication for off-label use if it is in her or his best clinical judgment, with specific reference to the use of hydroxychloroquine and combination therapies for the treatment of the earliest stages of COVID-19. So in other words, after the election, after the election, the AMA, the American Medical Association, said, we changed our mind, and if doctors want to use that, go ahead. What changed? I don't know. But we certainly could speculate. I honestly believe that, and I'm not into conspiracies. If you're a regular listener, you know I reject most conspiracy theories. I am not into conspiracies at all. I'm really not. But I am convinced that people's lives, maybe thousands of people's lives, could have been saved if the media and the leftists that are in control of much of our medical system here in America didn't hate Donald Trump more than they loved the lives of people. I really do believe that. Because Donald Trump came out in favor of this drug, that again, it's been around for 60 years. Now, patients who take it have to be monitored carefully. There's no doubt about that. But there has been an enormous amount of research indicating in the very early stages of COVID-19, it is extremely effective. And yet many in the medical community refuse to use it, refuse to prescribe it. I am convinced only because Donald Trump said it was good. If Orange Man says it's good, it's got to be bad, because Orange Man bad, Trump bad. Trump says it's good, it's bad. And I just, I wanted to pass that along to you because I was completely unaware of this reversal by the American Medical Association, reversing their previous position back in the spring. They couldn't prohibit, well, in some cases, they did prohibit physicians from actually prescribing it. But they certainly discouraged it actively. Wow. It is indeed tragic. Will we ever know how many lives could have been saved? No. Sadly, I don't think there's any way of measuring it. So I don't think we'll ever know. But the AMA has basically admitted, yeah, we were wrong. And it's possible that people died. Remember the mantra, Bush lied, people died? All right, quick break. We'll be back.